Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Thursday Thoughts. Every other week, I'm going to speak about a person, event, or place in history in 5 minutes or less. This is just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go. The Fake French Pastry. It's 1683, and the city of Vienna is under siege. The Ottomans have had their eyes on Vienna as a pivotal point for the full invasion of Europe since Suleiman I, a sultan of the Ottoman Empire, had led his army against the Austrians more than 100 years before. His siege was cut short by the winter, forcing him to retreat, but he never quite got over his failure at taking this city and wider Europe. Now, after years of preparation, Suleiman's successors finally reached the city after a weary journey wrought with disease and exhaustion. Reaching Vienna, the Ottomans found they were not able to directly assault the city due to the perils they had already experienced. Its high walls and defenses inhibited a direct assault. Instead, they designated sappers to tunnel underneath the walls and set explosives to bring down the defenses. Once the walls were down, they would initiate an open assault and destroy the army inside. The inhabitants of Vienna, made aware early on that the Ottomans were closing in, had already brought into the city as much food and provisions as possible. Upon seeing the vast Ottoman army settle in for the siege, city officials prioritized the production of food for the inhabitants and the Austrian army. Flour mills and kitchens worked around the clock to keep the people fed, while the army reinforced the walls and fought off skirmishes when required. One night, a baker was stowing away some flour in a storeroom, when he heard strange sounds coming from beneath the floor. He raised the alarm, and the Austrian army found a tunnel the Ottoman sappers were digging and fought them back before using explosives to destroy the tunnel. The army then went around the city and repeated this action until all the tunnels were collapsed. The Ottomans, who had banked on the tunnel system working, were unable to sustain an extended siege given their lack of provisions and health. Infighting started, and a series of mutinies occurred before they finally retreated back to their own land, never threatening Europe again. To commemorate the victory, bakers in Vienna took the symbol of the Ottoman flag, the crescent moon, and created a bread roll of the same shape, called the kipfer. This pastry remained popular in Hungary and Austria until the 18th century, when Marie Antoinette, who was a native Austrian, helped introduce it to France. The French took the harder roll and put their own spin on it, transforming it into the puffy, buttery, flaky treat that we now know as the croissant. Thank you for joining us for Thursday Thoughts. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will answer them during a Thursday Thoughts discussion on January 4th. See you next week.